Well, good morning and welcome to those of you who have just joined us on our Saturday team call. Really excited to be here this morning, and it's a beautiful day out here in the Midwest. Hopefully it's a beautiful day wherever you are. Every single week we come together as a team to sort of keep our head in the right place for our Shackley business. We have two team calls each week. We have one on Monday morning and one on Saturday morning. Whichever one you're able to plug into is fantastic. They're a little bit different in conversation. This one is a listen only, and we typically have a guest speaker on, or we have a motivational type of a call. And Monday mornings we do more in-depth training type calls, and it's interactive where people can actually talk and ask questions. And so thank you for joining us this morning. My name is Jennifer Glacken. I'm your Senior Master Coordinator, and really excited and blessed to be here with each and everybody, every one of you today. We have a unique guest with us this morning. We have somebody that I have gotten to know over the years as a business partner, as a friend. It is somebody who was on the MEC with me last year, and he actually is our chairman of the MEC this year. It's James Hatcher, who is a Senior Master Coordinator in Shackley. He's got just a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of business background, and he brings a very unique experience to Shackley. And so I thought we would have him on the call this morning to do two things. The first thing we're going to have him do is share his Shackley story, and then I'll tell you what the second thing is after he has a chance to do that. So, James, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to our team call, and we're just excited to have you.
Good morning. Thanks. Good morning. Nice to get to visit with everybody a little bit before we started. And thank you for the introduction.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, you know, James, you came to Shackley a little bit differently. A lot of people come to Shackley because they've tried some product, and then all of a sudden they're interested in doing the business. Why don't you share with the group your different journey into the Shackley world and how you got to where you are right now in your business?
Yeah, you know, it differently. I like that. It seems like I do everything differently. It seems to be the story of my life in a good way. But, yes, we did come into Shackley differently, but in probably some ways very similar to everyone else that comes into Shackley. I came in, my wife's grandmother had a longstanding business that she had started in 1967. And my journey to Shackley, where it's similar to everyone else's, is that when I first saw it, I saw trips, I saw that stuff, and went, man, that's really cool. Absolutely not. And it took about 8 years to really, really grasp what Shackley had that was different than some of my other experiences earlier in life with other network marketing businesses, or at that point in my life, owning my own business. And what it boiled down to for me was, is that what you want me to share? What it boiled down to?
Please.
It boiled down to, we were coming home from Vegas, and what most people don't know, because I don't share a lot unless it's kind of an intimate kind of conversation, is that I worked a lot. I worked 3-4 jobs and went to school full-time for 10 years. I went to school full-time and started a business and had a full-time job and had a part-time job. And my wife stayed home. That was our commitment for my wife to stay home and raise the kids. And, man, I worked a lot of hours. And we were coming home from Vegas, the first Vegas, many years ago. And I looked at my wife and I said, you know, first, if I go to work for Roger, I only have to go to one meeting a year. I'm in on that. That has my attention. And the second thing was, we had a growing concrete business, and we did a lot of prefab stuff, countertops, showers, furus, bathtubs, other types of things like that, really high-end stuff, Malibu, just real, real high-end. And I traveled all over the United States doing that for clients. And I looked at the Shackley business model, and I decided, and told her on the way home, I said, you know, if we just worked our butts off to go to senior master or presidential master, I'd have to make an equivalent of about $1.4 million in my business, in the concrete business, to try to come home with the same amount of income. And because then you got Board of Equalization, you got all the taxes, you have workman's comp, you have trucks and, you know, leases and all these things that you end up paying for along the way to your profit. On your journey to that profit, you also have to buy all this other stuff and support all these other systems. And I looked at her and I said, you know, why don't we just work for the $300,000 a year and not worry about everything else. Like, I saw Shaklee finally for the first time as, why not just work for the money that my family needs and stop working for everyone else? What I mean by taxes and the Board of Equalization and leases and trucks. You know, employees, we saw as those would be all the people that we bring along with us, you know, still helping the same number of families. In this case, we ended up helping a lot more. But, I mean, it just really opened my eyes. I was coming home like, my goodness, that's $1 million a year I don't have to try and earn to put food on the table for my family. I mean, I could quit a job or two and still have my own business, still be self-employed, still wake up and be able to decide what's the most important thing to do today. And that's my biggest gripe with having a regular job with a boss. And that was with the decision maker for us, is I could maybe find a balance of enjoying self-employed, being a little bit of a workaholic occasionally, and still being able to be a husband and dad. And that was our journey to Shaklee.
And you know something, James, I think so many people look at that full-time job and they say, my goodness, this is security for me. This is where I've got security. I know I've got that check coming in on a regular basis. And yet they're working all those types of hours, just like what you were describing. So many people are in that rat race. And with Shaklee, you have the ability to really own your life. And so you've made that transition. And, you know, I'd love for you to talk for hours about that, but I really want you to talk a little bit more about Shaklee. I want you to talk about what Shaklee brings to the table and why you can confidently plant your feet at Shaklee. With that background, I mean, you had a very successful high-end business. You had a successful career, and you stepped away from that to really commit to Shaklee and that this is your home. This is where you're going to be long-term. So can you tell us a little bit about why? Yes. Yeah, share
yes,
why.
Yes, it is my home. And man, what an awesome, awesome group of people I've gotten to know at Shaklee, just all the way through. In construction, I guess, okay, so let's back this up. My team, my peeps, whatever, I don't know how you relate to everybody. When I talk about this business as a business, we talk about the three T's first. Tires, teeth, and tacos. And if it doesn't apply to the three T's, then it doesn't apply to your Shaklee business. And if it does apply to it applies to your Shaklee business. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. In other words, your Shaklee business is a real business. And just like what you do to one side of an equation, you have to do to the other. If you import a business philosophy, Shaklee should export a business result. That is just the nature of a real business. That's a qualifying statement, as we call them. What I liked about Shaklee and that concept is I was able to build a clientele base, just like tires, teeth, and tacos. No, just back up. Tires, teeth, and tacos would be a taco truck. I picked those three because they sound fun. But taco shop is like a taco truck. And there's some really interesting dynamics about those types of businesses. Very fun, very difficult to plant. They move around. They don't have a location. Tire shops are a chain type of situation. And teeth is a dentist office that has its own dynamics, but they're all very similar. You have to have customers, right? All businesses. And so one of the things that attracted me to Shaklee was that I was allowed to have customers. I was allowed to keep customers. Second of all, and probably most importantly, is you need to have a business model that attracts a lot of people and not just one gender, one race, one whatever. The Shaklee catalog was intriguing to me because when I look down my street, there is a product for every man, woman, child, male or female, or grandparent, male or female. And that is a very, very powerful thing that Shaklee has. When you can look down your street and say every single person on my street is a potential client, that is massive. And not just a potential client in one thing. In other words, we don't just sell soccer balls for kids, correct, that are the unisex. We have things that are multiple products for infants, multiple products for kids, and, you know, the nutrition transitions into adolescence, such as my kids. And same thing with aging adults, middle-aged adults. Very, very powerful, very powerful. When I had to construct tacos, taco truck, right, where's its limitation? sells tacos, right? Not everybody wants taco, not everybody's in the mood for a taco. Location isn't on your street every single day. It moves around. Tire shop, similar, but you only buy tacos. How often do you buy tires? Not very often, correct? There's a renewable source of income, a regenerating source of income in Shaklee that is both the product timings, which are very important for sustained income, and there's also a path to Shakleyizing your home, that is unique to Shaklee, that is very powerful. So that I saw Shaklee as overcoming several different hurdles for average businesses that I saw that really are, man, there's a lot of time overcoming those in a conventional business. I mean, there is a horrific amount of time. And to have some of those answers solved out of the gate is really, really important. I don't think we talk about it enough. It's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from that, Jennifer?
Well, I have never heard you talk about it with the three T's before, so I'm actually just sort of thinking through some of that. But, you know, something, I think you're absolutely right. And one of the things that's so powerful is that Shaklee has a product for everybody. And when we truly Shakleyize people, people fall in love with these products and they've used them for year after year after year. Look at how many people, when you go to a Shaklee conference, have been using Shaklee products for 40 years, 35 years. I mean, people fall in love with these products because they get results, they work, and really we do have a product for everyone. Powerful.
Correct. Agreed. And to top that off, the cherry on top, the icing, is that there is nothing in my catalog that somebody on my street, the kids, the infants, or their parents are buying it, the kids, the parents, the grandparents, they're not already buying. Right? So you say, oh, I don't want to be a salesman. Great, because you're really not. You're not selling something to somebody that they're not already buying in many cases. And then you top that off with, you're selling products that people genuinely need because of nutrition issues in our food and our society and all those other things, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is everyone on your street is already buying a product you represent now. And that's massive. You tell, and dentist doesn't do that other than everybody has teeth. Everybody needs to eat from the taco truck, like I said, not everybody, and people spend money where they want to spend money. They want to spend their money where they feel they're valued. People want to spend their money where it's appreciated and they really feel like they're getting a better value. And a lot of that's relationship. And then you tack on the distributorship method of Shaklee and you have a win-win. You really, really do.
You do. You do. And let's talk about that distributorship part for a second, James, because you know, coming from a traditional corporate world, and you owned your own business, and so you were in charge, and so you're in charge of your Shaklee business. But can you talk a little bit about why there's a comfort level here? You know, you talked about, you know, you were selling, I think you said 1.4 million you'd have to bring home in your concrete business in order to equal the 300,000 from your Shaklee business just because of the taxes and workman's comp and all that kind of stuff. But there's also that time freedom piece that Shaklee gives you. There's, yes, you owned your other business, but it sounds like, I mean, by the number of hours you had to work, you didn't own your own time. So can you talk just about the difference there in terms of owning a Shaklee business?
Starting a business is like having a baby. And unfortunately, starting a business, the baby of the business is it's only satisfied with cash, hard cash. So every time the baby cries, you got to feed it cash. And that's really the life cycle for the first 5 years. So, one, Shaklee business doesn't have that component, does it? You're starting a business on the side, right? Now you've got to work your part-time job to feed the cash baby. So that's where my part-time job would come from, was feeding the cash baby. And then my regular job fed my little babies, my real-life babies. And we don't talk about that enough either. You talk about time and freedom in Shaklee. How about a business that doesn't cost you $5,000 a month to start and just overhead? You want to talk about adding anxiety to your life at 2 o'clock in the morning. They don't make enough pills to sleep when you're doing that. It just doesn't exist. It's a lifestyle of its own. Some of us are drawn to that and driven by it, and it destroys a lot of people, a lot of families. And Shaklee just doesn't have that component. You know, and this business rewards people for momentum and speed. It's just the bottom line. It took me several years to learn that because I think that is something supremely unique to this business. You know, it's very easy to gloss that over and say, well, all businesses hit critical mass, and it's easy to fall into the trap of business lingo, but it's genuinely needed and important in this business. So how are you going to go fast and generate momentum if you're working a part-time job and a full-time job and trying to balance kids' soccer and all these other things, and then you add in the cash flow? It's very, very difficult. And so what I found with Shaklee is that I can spend the extra time here because I'm not spending it elsewhere. And it's a freedom, you know. And I've done calls from the ski slope. I've done calls in the middle of the night. And I've had people say, well, man, you're doing a call right now. Yeah, because I took the whole rest of the day I was working on other stuff. I mean, the balance that Shaklee brings for me is awesome. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, there are times I work late at night, and there's times I don't work late at night. And those are some life balances for soccer games and stuff like that. I pick soccer because my kids play soccer, drums, and that sort of stuff. But whatever is in your life, look, the things in your life that you're working to fulfill, the needs that you're working and striving to meet are noble and they're good. And in my life, that's soccer and my family and that balance. And Shaklee is really an awesome opportunity to be able to work towards those things without sacrificing those things at the same time.
Right. And there's so many business models that do sacrifice it. I mean, franchising in and of itself or being a business owner, those all sacrifice it.
Franchising is its own monster. Yeah, it really, really is. I think we share a lot of components. I think we share all of the good components of franchising. In fact, I think we're more micro-franchising than we are network marketing. But franchising is beautiful. What's the first thing you do when you start a donut shop? How do I sell more donuts, or how do I open another location to sell more donuts? And the immediate next step for every business is expansion, right? And Shaklee allows you to do that anywhere. It's pretty incredible. And for free, by the way. Right?
Because
I want to expand my donut shop. I want to expand my donut shop. I've got $4,000 for this lease, and I want to get a better location. Well, it's probably $6,000, right? You probably didn't start with the best location. You probably started with what you could get by. And let's get started, and let's get equipment, let's get all that stuff, let's get some employees trained, let's go through that, blah, 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 sleepless nights, et cetera, and then you want the good location. So you don't have that with this. And once you have a process, or process for our English friends, then we don't have to re-spend money doing that other than a little bit of time, which is always part of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful, isn't it? It's like when you think about it in Shaklee, like if you would spend some sleepless nights in Shaklee, it's typically because you're excited about all of the growth opportunities. It's not the stress of the overhead. It's the, oh, my gosh, I want to talk to this person. I want to talk to that person. What should I say? You know, you're up thinking about and strategizing about how to move your business forward, but it's not the stress of, oh, my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills tomorrow? How am I going to pay the overhead? How am I going to pay the employees, the workman's comp, all those things? And very different because even in a Shaklee,
yeah, you're not.
I know you talked about – Go ahead. No,
go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. I was just going to add, yeah, I mean, you just brought up the sleepless nights, and you're not putting off office lease to pay this or pay that in those early stages. I mean, every business will tell you those stories, every single one. We put off this, or back in the day of mailing checks, we'd mail this check this day and this check this day and hope that this one was delayed a day and the client paid us, you know? I mean, yeah, that's fun. That's really fun.
Well, and you put in, let's say, 5 to 7 years in a traditional business, and you did this in your concrete business. And so, you get to a point where things are moving smoothly and you're actually making money. In Shaklee, when you've put in those 5 to 7 consistent years, and when I say consistent years, I'm not talking about, you make a few phone calls, you sponsor one or two people. I'm talking about consistent, solid effort where you're really showing the plan the right number of times every single month, so you're showing the plan at least 20 times every single month. You're bringing in new distributors. You're helping them get started, helping them get promoted to director, et cetera. You're doing the work that you need to do. And then you've got something that will be residual income for the rest of your life. You can step out for those life things that happen. You know, people have a death in the family, or they go through a divorce, or they've got a child that's sick, or just whatever those life things are, they can step out for a short period of time. You couldn't do that in that concrete business. You still, even though things were going well, you still were tied to that business. So very different, right, James?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can't – I can't even express the power of the longevity. I mean, I know there's – 15, 16 years, the Shackley customer retention, and that's $12,000 a customer. I mean, that's incredible. Does anybody figure that out? You figure that out, what a customer's worth? You tell me where a customer's worth that much selling donuts, and I can have a customer anywhere in the world, and I have that residual long-term income from my one singular effort and then maintenance, which is the exact same for every other business, correct? The effort's the same, getting a client, no matter what business you're in, but here I don't work myself unemployed. That's the thing with construction, right, is you always work yourself unemployed. The more efficient you are, the faster you're unemployed. And, you don't fight that here. It's just that long-term residual income is incredible. And let me give you an example. We purchased my grandmother's business. She started in 1967, and I don't know what the minimum wage for 1967 was, but it was a couple bucks. That's it. So my wife's grandmother gave up a couple dollars an hour part-time income or additional or second job income to start a Shackley business. And then in 2010, it's paying 2010 value on the dollar in income. In other words, I didn't get dollars an hour income in 2010. I got 2010 dollar value. And that, if you understand money and understand that concept, that should blow your mind. I mean, your cerebral cortex should just be exploding right now. That you're working for something right now that can be passed off to another generation at the dollar value of that time, down the road, not today. So minimum wage, the example of that was minimum wage is $12 today, $15 today, and in 30 years, if it goes up the way it did before, well, 2, 4, 6, 8, I mean, that'd be hundreds of dollars an hour. That would be the dollar value of your return at that time. That's incredible. I mean, holy cow. You can't do that with anything else. And
no,
still work
the
business in between, right? And still work the business. And still grow the business. And have new customers and have new clients. It wasn't like it got stuffed in some Social Security box and it was just waiting to be uncovered by some person down the road. It was also grown, enjoyed, and blessed the whole family for 30 years in between. I mean, that should blow your mind.
Well, and you touched on something that we didn't touch on before, and I actually didn't even think about asking you this question until you said it, but I mean, you're technically a second generation in Shackley. The business was passed down
third
generations to you. Third, well, right. But you didn't talk about the fact that, that your wife's mother's still building the business. So third generation in Shackley, in the concrete world and even in franchising worlds, I mean, I have a lot of friends that own a restaurant or they own a business, and their kids don't want to take over what they do because they're not specialized in that specific area. When people take over a Shackley business, that they're taking over that residual income that's just still flowing in. Yes, there are things to learn. If they want to grow it, absolutely they need to learn things to move it forward. But it's a business that's ready-made that they're handing over with consistent customers and consistent business partners. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that for just a couple of minutes here before we wrap up?
Absolutely. Great point. Okay, so there's two sides to that thought process. Is one, we have the greatest equal opportunity employment option on the planet. Think about it. It does here, and here's the double-edged sword of that statement. I can come into Shackley with two master's degrees, and I have to learn how to run my Shackley business as a Shackley business. Shackley businesses don't care. Yeah, I get some benefits. I think even Eric Worre says something about that, how a doctor might get an early bonus, but in the long run, the numbers show it's all the same. And it's absolutely true. It does not care about your age, doesn't care about your religion, doesn't care about male or female, grandma, grandpa, 17-year-old kid. It is absolutely a level playing field. Some people might get an early bonus, but in the end, in that 5-7 year mark, Jennifer, you're absolutely right. It is an even playing field. And when you're giving something over to somebody, that's a huge thing. And the other part of that is it can also hurt your feelings. And this is kind of a personal thing that I'm going to share, because here's why. It applies to the three T's, right? If I inherit a taco shop from you and I never learned to make a taco, can I run that business?
Probably not.
Same thing with the Shakti business, right? And you think that your incoming bonus is bigger than it is, and it's very humbling to go, wow, I don't know anything about running a network marketing business. This is very similar, but has some really key things that are different that unlock those things that make it different. And because of that, that's what makes it a real business. That is its credibility statement in itself, right? There are things to learn that are unique to this business that all will help you with other businesses, you know, the human dynamic, the people dynamic, the speaking dynamics, all of those things that help you other places. But it's really unique, and I think that's very special, because that's what makes it a unique business.
Right.
I hope I'm communicating that correctly, but to restate it, the credibility is that you have to learn how to do it, and that's what makes it not a fraud. That's what makes it not something that's going to take advantage of people, because it's real. Really powerful, really important stuff to think about and recognize. None of us are above that learning curve. None of us are above that effort. I don't care what your name, your status says, senior master or not. At the end of the day, I have to pick up my phone and work my business. I'm not above learning how to run this business a different way today to attract a new generation, the same as if I was Tire Seats or Tacos. I have to do that in my Shakti business. I'm not exempt because of title from any of those things and that work and that effort. The only thing I get to plan on is the generational handoff, which is pretty stinking awesome. But we're not exempt from those things, Jennifer. I think we don't talk about that enough. I'm not exempt from disappointment. I'm not exempt from every single one of my close friends does not buy from me. My brother just switched to Melaleuca. I am not exempt from those things. No, title does not put me on a status of out of reach. I am not exempt. And I have not exempt from bad days, and I'm not exempt from the good days, and I'm not exempt from any of it. That is the equal opportunity piece. They probably don't really talk about that much. It's easy to think, oh, they're masters or this or that, or they're on stage or whatever. Man, I am not exempt from a low month. I'm not exempt from disappointment. It's important.
It is. No, it's a very important thing. And you're right, we don't talk about that enough, because I think it's important for everybody to know that there's ups and downs in this business. But if we stick with it, if we continue to put ourselves out there every day, we continue to make the phone calls, continue to show the plan, continue to show these amazing products with folks, that we will have the success that's there for us. And you know something, James, I could talk to you for hours. I could ask just thousands of questions. And unfortunately, we're at our half-hour mark, and I just so appreciate you being on the call this morning, sharing your experience, sharing some of the vulnerabilities, sharing some of the challenges in your life that you were willing to share with us. And I really just appreciate that, because I know that it'll help so many of the people listening to this call live. And then we have, of course, we'll have it on our podcast, and so we'll have a lot of folks listening to it recorded. But it just, you know, just sharing your journey really helps give people encouragement and to know that this business is such an amazing opportunity that we all should grab a hold of and run to the finish line with, because it really can help us all reach our dreams.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here today.
Do I get like 30 seconds for closing?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So
right
we
now.
Talked about a lot about me, and I want to talk about you. And I said a little bit on the call, and I want you to listen. The need that you have, the dream that you have, the family member, whatever it is that is in your life that is causing the need or the desire to go do something new, to go someplace, those are good, and those are noble needs. And you don't owe somebody a justification. You don't owe somebody a reason. You do not need somebody's approval for those desires and those needs to be noble and good. They're important to you. They're important to your family, and that is all that matters. And your choice to fulfill those needs, those dreams, those desires through Shakti, by partnering with Shakti, is an awesome choice. And do not give in to discouragement. Don't give in to other people not sharing your vision. Do not give in. We say in our family, hold the line. Hold the line on knowing that your life is noble and the desires and needs you have are good. And share your vision with people. Share who you are, genuinely who you are, where you're at today, and where you're going. And you will attract the people to go along with you. You will be attractive because you will be genuine. And be kind and be gracious and be courteous. But know that you're worth the effort. You are worth the time. And you don't need somebody's approval. So good luck. Have a great week. And enjoy being you.
Thank you so much, James. So appreciate you and appreciate everybody who was on the call today. Have a fabulous Shackley day and a fabulous Shackley week. We'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Thanks again for being here, James. Goodbye, everybody.
You're welcome. Thanks, everyone.
Bye now.